This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but every time it turns to 6 o'clock, this channel no longer works.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting. I didn't see it. It went off at 6 o'clock.
Right at six, it went black, and then it'll go back and it'll start to like cut out. So you get changed.
Yeah. See you later. Just don't put on the local channels today because I don't want to see that it's like 0 degrees below zero out there this morning.
Literally,
I
mean, cool temperatures.
Whoo, here's baby.
So real quickly.
Wow.
God, I am 17 minutes away from going to Quick Trip and buying a cigarette because I've had it. I've had it with this season.
And we're done with it, huh?
The reason is, and this is why. Look, dude, we all know how ice is formed. It had, like, a solid has to melt into a liquid, and then that liquid has to freeze.
Sure.
There's no ice on the road out there today. The highways are clearer than they've been in July. 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, you can't be that guy today.
Come
either.
On.
You can't be that guy. If you're afraid to drive, stay the F home.
There's no ice. Now, I understand there are lanes.
There are some lanes that are still covered. Stay away from those lanes,
and
right?
I'm not saying you got to go 80. You can't be out here. I'm not kidding you.
No, I had the same thing.
35 miles per hour on 470 this morning. And the lane looked like our table.
Yeah, no, I had the same thing on 35 this morning, too. There were people trying to get on, and once they got on and merged, and it's clear. I mean, the lanes, the great job by KDOT to get the highways, you know, the side streets, they still have some work to do, and that's fine. They'll get those things taken care of as the day moves along. But, you know, the highways are fine right this morning, right? It's just stay in the lanes that have been completely plowed, and you're going to be okay, and you'll be able to drive fine. But you can't be going slow out there today. If you're afraid to drive in this weather, stay the F home. It's pretty simple because you driving slow is much worse, in my opinion, than the guy in the red truck with truck nuts that's flying by you at 95 miles per hour.
Three different occasions today. One was on 69, giggity.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm not kidding. Two full lanes, completely clear. And it's not like the snow is the packed snow. I'm not saying that you have to drive in the left lane where they just didn't plow it completely.
Right.
But like middle lane, completely cleared. Full asphalt or whatever the hell you call it, 25 miles per hour and a 60.
Yeah,
I'm like,
gotta
dude,
get out
you
of the
can't
way.
Do that because now I can't get over. Now I'm going to slam on my brakes because somebody else is going to have to slam on there and it's going to cause a trickle effect.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no ice because nothing melted. Like,
no, nothing melted until Sunday, hopefully.
And the world
and then
it
will
there.
Be too warm to freeze.
And I think that's where we're at. Like, we're almost there. Like, you're at the end of your fasting. You know, like, you go like, you know, 72-hour fast. Like, when you get to hour, like, 66, you're like, I'm irritated. I'm there because you know it's coming to a close. And I know that next week is, like, 58, 57, 57, 58. Like, We're getting there.
We're hoping this is the end
but
of
I mean,
this
like,
thing.
Look
yeah.
at this.
The mess on the highway today is, I think it's probably because people are going too slow, you know, either that or they're, you know, just not paying attention or whatever the case may
yeah.
be. Drive a little bit slower today if you feel you have to, but man, you can't be on the highway doing 35 miles an hour. That's unacceptable. And it's very dangerous for everybody involved, including you, who's going 35 miles per hour, you know, on the highway. You spoke from the Missouri side. I came up the highways on the Kansas side. They were good. 69's a little wanky, but it'll be fine in an hour or so once it all clears itself out.
Right.
35 was great this morning. A lot of the side streets are still snow packed
yeah,
as well.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
Like if you're like downtown or
oh,
you're like
that's
around
completely
like,
different.
That's not
yeah.
what I'm saying. But like I will tell you my commute. It is 350 to 470 to 435 to 69 to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Pure highway lanes the entire way. Three different times. 20 miles per hour
yeah.
for me.
Like, and two states, too.
Uh-huh.
So you can't just blame one side of the state line for the way
and,
the people
and I
are driving.
Shout out
right?
to all the plow drivers because the roads are great.
Yeah, the highways are fantastic.
The other
highways
thing I have a question
great.
Of is, like, how come when you pass certain, like, trucks with plows on them, they don't have the
because
plows
they're not getting paid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's not their jurisdiction. Because I've asked
this question. So there's a jurisdiction.
Well, yeah, yeah,
okay.
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Mission does Mission, Overland Park does Overland Park. And if you're just a normal guy, like
heading
you,
home,
yeah,
you lift it and go.
Yeah, because
okay.
you're not getting paid. It's not your job to plow.
Okay.
God forbid you do something to the road. Somebody says it's like why you can't give food from a restaurant to the homeless anymore because the homeless are suing people
Fair
now.
Enough.
So you can't give food to the homeless out of a restaurant because they're going to sue you because they'll take a cut of the winnings and whatnot.
Yeah,
so
see, like here's this news. Package slow drive head out the door
yeah,
yeah that's
and there's somebody's
neighborhood
but that's what I told you these news
yeah.
stations are going to go find the roads that are covered with snow to tell you that they're covered with snow to
course.
Scare you into watching to
yeah.
sit there all day instead of going out on the highway in the interstate which the roads are great
yeah.
and show you hey the roads are pretty good on the interstate today they're on like some side street in the middle of
that's
nowhere
Bob's house.
like showing you the street oh these streets are very snow packed today yeah you're in Bill's neighborhood man of course it's snow packed
yeah, to school so the buses don't care
right like, and like they're literally on a road right now where nobody else
yeah.
is and see this is why the local news or any news for me
yeah.
is just it's fear-mongering because they're on somebody's side street right now saying well, it hasn't been plowed yet you're right but the highways they were good this morning
they were great
driving in now the temperature's a different thing and that's why again we have another day
has
with school
been canceled tomorrow
oh,
already
I think it's going to be I saw
negative
Nick Bender this morning he said it's going to be negative 13
yeah.
on the thermometer
yes.
like that's not the feels like
no,
or the
it's
wind
negative
chill.
24 Jeez. Tomorrow wind chill
yeah but negative 13 he said on the thermometer tomorrow okay so that's, yeah, yes. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think we're going to have school all week. And I know parents out there, we're all going stir crazy. Both our kids last night are like, can we go to, yes, go. We don't care where you go. Just get the hell out.
Yeah.
You go.
No,
go. Write us a note from wherever you end up. Like, just let us know you're alive.
Yeah.
You can track my location. Yes, we can. Fine. Go. Just go. Because I think every parent right now is kind of having that stir crazy because really since the holiday break, there's no routine that these kids have been able to be in with the snow basically mm-hmm. every week or the cold every week. Like, they want a routine. They need something to do. They want to get out. They want to go to school. We want you to go to school. We
mm-hmm.
want you out of the house. We want you doing something. A lot of parents doing a lot of drinking and a lot of weed. I'll tell you that right now across the metro area over the last 6 weeks because these kids just, they've got to find a way to get back to school. It's not fair to them at this point
either.
There's
going to be a bunch of parents starting a garage band.
Oh, there already are.
Hey,
you just go up and down every street.
Yeah. Let's go to 33 Sycamore. I heard the Groove Tenders are playing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. but that's what it is right now. Like every parent is
Marty's
going stir crazy.
Marty's great on the hi-hat.
Like, I mean, like it's just insane. It just is. It's nuts, right? I feel bad for these kids because they don't want to do it. They want to go to school. They want to be with their friends. They want that, you know, that socialization. That's why, like, the whole people, like the work from home crowd. Like, I
oh,
get it.
I thought
it.
You were talking about Kansas's basketball team.
Oh, we can get into them too, which we will. I didn't think we had enough time in this segment to delve
good.
Into
I
that.
Just,
you
said
know?
That the kids want to get back to school. Parents are pissed.
Yeah. Well. Speaking of the kids at school yesterday, I got a friend, a friend of mine that I've watched grow up over the years. His dad's friend of mine. His mom's friends with my. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to out the poor kid on the air. But I'm sure if his dad's listening, he knows exactly who it is.
It's Vip.
It's not Vip. Yeah. Well, Vip acts like a child, as we know, right? But so What was I going to say? So I text
you
didn't
call the kid's name.
Yeah, I'm not going to name him names, but he goes to KU, and I knew they had school, you know, canceled yesterday, and so I sent him a text. Like, are you drunk yet? Right? He's a freshman at KU. If I could just motivate my lazy ass to get off of the couch, I probably will. And I woke up this morning to a video he sent me from one of the bars in Lawrence last night, packed.
Oh, I mean, there's no school.
That's awesome.
Where else are you going to go? Jealous.
Here's an update from Lawrence at like midnight. Packed as far as the eye can see. Nobody gives a rip about the basketball team. It's a snow day. They're all hammered at the Bull or the Wheel or the Hawk or wherever the hell everybody's hanging out these days. I'm like, man, first of all, we never had college canceled. We never had a snow
twice.
Day.
We had
not
twice.
One time did we have a snow day in my time at KU. But I can only imagine what it must be like to have a snow day when you're in college. It has to be the greatest thing ever, right?
We had it twice. We got 22 inches of snow in Orangeburg.
That sucks.
And I called the troops on, I think it was, we got it on a Wednesday, and I called the troops. And I'm like, hey, guys, let's go to the bar. They're like, it's 4:30. I was like, we're not having school tomorrow. Like, you don't know that. I go, check your radar. Check the accumulation predictions. And it was like anywhere from like, literally it was like 18 to 21 inches.
Yeah.
And it happened.
And it happened.
And big, I mean, huh? As we were walking to the bar, the snowflakes were like, I don't know, the size of potato chips.
Yeah.
And as we walked home, it was to our knees.
Oh my God.
And we were there from, I don't know, 5:45 to like 11.
Yeah. That's a lot of snow very fast.
And I mean,
right?
We walked home and I mean, it was literally like, I felt like I was in a scene of Fargo.
Yeah.
Like it was to my knees and you woke up the next morning, and it was all the way up to our door.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's
the only time, cause I found out when I went to college, I was like, how do they, you know, they said, if they can plow the parking lot, you'll have school.
Yeah.
Plus like the thing in college is like, you're not required to go. Like,
no,
you can
not
just
at all.
Go,
you
or,
say,
not go.
Go like, or not go. I always felt guilty. My parents were paying for college for me, so I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to take advantage of this. I was more about, you know, not letting them down. But I can only imagine, like, the best snow day experience has to be college. It has to be college, right?
Well, it's like...
And I don't even know what number two would be, quite honestly, on that list.
In high school, I had some really good snow days in high school, close to friends, 17 or 18, pretty independent.
Year.
Yeah.
Once you can drive... Yep. Snow days are awesome.
Snow days are dope.
So I had a friend whose dad was an air traffic controller.
Oh, that's
so they
a cool
kinda,
job.
They kind of knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he'd be like, you're not having school tomorrow.
That's
and my buddy would be like, how do you know, Dad? And he's like, because the preparation we're doing for the runways and what we're hearing from these planes, what's coming in, like, I can tell you right now. And, like, they knew ahead of time.
That's awesome. That would be the coolest job.
So, like, my buddy would be like, hey, do you want to come over and, like, get high and hang out? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like,
let's do it.
But we have school tomorrow. He goes, no, we don't. So I would tell my parents, like, Mom, Nick said his dad told him that we're not going to have school tomorrow. Well, Doug doesn't know everything.
Right.
I was like, well, he's got eyes in the sky, so he knows more than we do. So I'd go over there, and they'd be like, well, if you do have school, you better get your ass up and go. And I'm like, okay. And I'd go over there, and sure enough, 9 p.m., Blue Springs R4 School District out.
Yes. Yeah, whatever. See, again, we hardly had snow days in high school, and like it was
even
very
up northeast.
But we would get snow. You know, we'd have blizzards and things like that. But I mean, I don't remember my dad ever missing a day of work because of snow. And I will take that to my grave. That man never missed a day of work because of snow.
Did you know Bob used to walk uphill both ways?
I
no soles and shoes.
I walked across the street to school. It was no big deal. Like my dad never missed a day of work. Now, he worked in the home heating oil industry, so snow meant they were very busy with people heating their homes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like now, I mean, nowadays people like if there's one flake, meetings are canceled. Everybody just bails on everything. Nobody cares anymore.
Nashville
right?
Got like an inch. Everything's closed in Nashville right now.
I mean,
now.
Look, yesterday, everything's closed around here.
Well,
and
everything's closed is because of the weather.
Right.
There, I mean, because of the temperature.
Right.
Yeah.
But like we never had school closed because of temperature before. Like
That's right.
Was never, but I don't ever remember being this cold ever. I mean, like, this is insane. For all of those folks that are sitting out at a soccer game tonight, you
oh
got to screw
God.
Loose.
What are
you're
you doing?
A nutcase if
please,
you're going to that soccer game
please,
tonight.
Please, please, please call in if you're going to the sporting game.
We got
to
hear from
913-586-7965. Please let us know if you're going to the game and why.
I got to know.
I've got more interest in that than listening to my new craze of Jack Caglione. Because it's coming. And you know what's not? Kansas basketball. Boy, what a night it was for that. We will dive into that. But if you are going to the Sporting KC game tonight to not see Lionel Messi to freeze your tail off, 913-586-7965. The phone line is yours. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Wanky. It's a rough word.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. It is a Wednesday. Jay Binkley will join us in 25 minutes.
Oh, that's right. It is Wednesday. Uh-huh. I was yesterday. I was like, oh, it's Monday. Tuesday, baby. No,
yeah.
See, I told you these 4-day work weeks are really where we want to be.
And that's
right
where
in the wheelhouse, baby.
Yeah, give me 4 tens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know who's arguing that, right?
I don't know. And then you'll have somebody be like, oh, give me 3 12s.
Okay.
All
right. Fine. All right. If you could do that, that's outstanding. Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Didn't we talk about this before, though, about 4 tens, and somebody did complain on the text line, I think.
Well, I don't know. That's true. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, do you? Yeah. Right?
But if that's what people are saying, we're going to a 4-10-day work week, you know, then we're going for it.
Oh, God.
Hannah's new job is 5'8", but it was for 4 tens for 2 years. And, yeah, she just switched back. She misses the 4 tens.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she's like, you missed that extra day. That extra day off. I mean, who wouldn't want an extra day off? Working 2 extra hours every day to get a 3-day weekend every week? Hell yes, man. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I think that we were talking about, like, would you take the Monday or the Friday?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes, that was the conversation.
Monday every time.
I think so, too.
Because, I mean, if I'm getting out, if I go to work early and I'm getting off work, that's why, like, when we were talking the other day, like, I'm like, yeah, 4-day weekend. Like, Dusty, your math is terrible. It's a 3-day week. I'm like, well, I don't really consider Friday a work day.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
yeah.
We fly through it.
Right.
We're off at 10.
Right.
Most people are like, that don't have a 9-to-5, they're just getting to work. And then we get home Friday at like 10:30. It's like, all right, so is anybody down to drink?
Yeah. What's the vibe?
Yeah. So I don't know. We're fortunate to have that schedule, but I mean, it's just one of those things. That we can have. Before we get into Kansas, because, I mean, what a rough night they had. Before we get to that.
Oh, did you consider Brett
2 days ago?
Did Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks
I lived in North Dakota for a long time, and this is a mild winter's day up there. Well, negative 20 is not uncommon at all. Not so bad without the wind either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we're not in North Dakota.
We're not in Kansas anymore either.
No doubt.
Toto.
up in North Dakota, this is no... Right. I don't live in North Dakota.
Right.
And if I did, I would expect these type of conditions. This is an anomaly for Kansas City. Thanks for sharing.
Pretty famous Taylor Swift song called Down Bad, I believe. The terminology means that you are just really bad and down right now, right? That is the Kansas Jayhawks, the University of Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team. They lose to BYU. I believe on Saturday night? No, Utah.
Yeah, Utah. That was
and then they lose to BYU last night. I mean, from the jump.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in college football season. Like, I love college basketball, especially this time of year when it's the sport that I watch. I watch Tiger Woods last night in TGL, which was hilarious. He had a 199-yard shot, hit a wedge. You know, he thought it was 99 yards, so wherever that league is. And then Kansas plays at 8. And I'm watching that game. And I mean, from the jump, BYU is just hitting every single shot in their face. Bill Self after the game.
The thing about, we need to regroup, you know, get away from each other for a day and go home and hopefully be able to, you know, a lot of times with teams, there needs to be something happen to pull everybody together that is us against the outside. And, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to do that for sure. So a lot of teams go through it. We just haven't been through it much at all. And in a long time, but certainly we're going to go through it this time. So all we have of each other, and we're going to have to be strong for each other and be good teammates, good leaders, and understand that, you know, it's if we need to look in the mirror, all of us, and what can we do to change the momentum, and then whatever we commit to doing, then do it. And tonight we were 1 foot in, 1 foot out. In how we guarded and a lot of other things right from the jump. I mean, it was crystal clear how we wanted to try to guard them. And right from the jump, we doubted it and ended up hurting ourselves.
Right there. I like the non-panic in his voice, too, though. I think that obviously is good for a leader not to get up there and freak out and start flipping tables over. But they're also experiencing something. I mean, it's very much like the Chiefs in that Super Bowl. They're experiencing something that they haven't experienced before. And I use the overarching Kansas family, if you will. They're not used to this right now. And that's getting beat in basketball by nondescript teams. But this is where we are on the landscape of college sports right now. This is what the NIL has allowed for things to happen, which is other teams can get good players and pay them legally now, where a lot of these teams were, you know, handing you a bag of McDonald's and it had $100,000 in cash in it. We're no longer doing that. This
and
is
nuggets.
All. Yeah. And maybe if you were lucky, you got the Nuggies too, or maybe you got, you know, whatever
talking
else.
About those
yeah. yeah, exactly. like this is watching the Chiefs get beat in the face on in the Super Bowl and now not knowing how to recover because they've never been there. Kansas is the same way. They, as a collective program, especially the last, you know, 25 years under Bill Self, they're not used to this type of stuff where it just doesn't work for them. They're just usually able to bully everybody, right? And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a very positive way. They're just able to bully everybody. They're Kansas, and we're going to go in there, and we're going to find a way to take care of business and beat you any way we can. Well, people aren't falling for that anymore around college basketball, right? You're seeing a lot of, you know, different, you know, teams and whatnot kind of rise to the top. I mean, we're talking to the football side of things. You had Boise State and SMU in a 12-team playoff in college football. It tells you the landscape of college sports is drastically changing. And that's a good thing. How you adjust is a different thing. And for years, we've talked about Bill Self having his best teams when he had freshman to senior, those 4 year classes. 08 was a 4 year class. 12 was a 4 year
He's
class.
A developer of system.
He is. And you have to have guys that buy in. That's where Bill Self is at his best. He's never been good with the one and done's. And that's not just a conversation we've had. That's a conversation we've had for 15 years on these airwaves. And you know, you look at the one and done's, the Andrew Wiggins, the Joel Embiid's, the Xavier Henry's, all guys like that. They didn't really do much of anything. But yeah, right. One and done, you know, but you, when you win championships and when Bill Self wins championships, he did it with a group of players that bought into the system, bought into each other and moved up. And that's no longer part of what college basketball is about. It can be, but these guys are all chasing, you know, the big name players and whatnot. And so I just think where we are with college basketball right now, this is kind of what you get. And, you know, my text groups last night from Kansas fans, the conversations become few and far between this year with Kansas basketball. But I had a buddy of mine say, I bet on, was it BYU to get the 10 first, get the 15 first, get the 20 first. I didn't bet enough money on that. He said, I had another guy going, this is the worst I've ever seen. And it is the worst most of us have ever seen with Kansas basketball. Nobody remembers back before Larry Brown, you know, was the head coach and this thing got turned around. So I think fans are having a tough time dealing with, you know, where this program is on a Kansas side of things. And then you look on the Missouri side of things, they spend more time rooting against Kansas than they do for their own team. And I'll take that to the grave because you told me Carrington was knee deep last night.
Oh, I don't Kansas know if he's gone to bed.
I mean,
I don't know if he's gone to sleep yet. I mean, if he's in here early again today, I'll ask him, like, is it Christmas morning for you? Because look, I asked the question last night. When's the last time Mizzou was ranked and Kansas wasn't? Because Kansas will not be ranked.
No, next week. No, they will
not
be.
They're 23rd
yeah.
now. They'll right. be out of the rankings. Yeah. They do have a tough stretch in their next five games.
Yeah.
They still play Houston, Arizona, Texas Tech. Now they have a couple duds in there as well. They
but
play
still,
Colorado.
I mean, you know.
But even if they.
What have you ever had this conversation where you're like, Kansas has to play these teams and it's not the other way around of these teams having to play Kansas, you know?
Right. So according to Maddie Bayless on Twitter, who replied to me, February 8th, 2021 was the last time. Mizzou was ranked 10th, and it was the first time KU was out of the top 25 poll since 2009.
So 2021, Kansas wasn't ranked? I was going to guess it was a lot further back than that.
When Mizzou is, yeah, like, and Mizzou is ranked 10th, apparently. This is what's crazy about college. Let's just take the local schools. Everybody was on the Jerome Tang wave, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody's
big
off,
time.
Right?
Everybody's
because
off
it's
that
a
way
dip.
Fast, yeah.
Last year, everybody doubted Dennis Gates.
Right. Now everybody's on, yeah.
They're about to be a top 10 team. If they win tonight, like, here, we can talk about this all day. They play Alabama tonight at home. Big game for Mizzou. They've been great this year. Mm-hmm. They didn't win a conference game last year.
Right.
And they're possibly going to be a 3-4 seed.
But this is the beauty of the NIL,
correct,
where you can
correct.
Flip it just like that.
But also,
know?
To go against your take about how college basketball is not about systems, You look at what Dan Hurley's done.
But certain coaches have to be about systems. And I guess, Bill's that guy.
But I don't think so, because Bill has enough clout and a track record with a resume that he can do whatever the F Bill Self wants to do, and no one will question it. I understand that ego's there, but it killed Calipari in Kentucky.
Sure did.
To the point where they're like, get out. And now he's in Arkansas, which is not a bad thing. But what they did in Arkansas is they said, hey, we're one of the top three NIL schools. Just coach. We'll make sure everything else works. The other thing that I think you will start to see in this is that, like in college football, they have GMs. They have guys that go do this.
Yeah, you're going to need it in college basketball now,
it's
too.
It's coming.
Yeah,
and it's coming.
It is.
And
Doug Gottlieb may get one of those jobs.
And they might win four games.
All right.
But the thing is that, like, Bill Self, I get it. Like, he swung and missed on Hunter Dickinson. Hunter
Big
Dickinson
time.
Is soft. He's not good. He's not what everyone thought he was going to be.
And I'm going to pause you before the text line says, these are no longer college athletes. These are paid professionals playing for a collegiate university. So we can take shots now at college athletes.
And so what you've done is what Bill Self did with this team is there is three guys that are in the system. And that's Dickinson, Dwan Harris, and KJ Adams. Those are the three guys that everybody, and if you were to go down to Lawrence and be like, that's who the team is built around. Then they got some guys from Arkansas. They got some guys from Alabama. They got these transfers. Well, when Dickinson's been there for 2 years and Dwan Harris has been there for five or six, how many years he's been there, and KJ as well has been there for a little bit, like, those guys have a rapport and a click.
Sure.
These guys that come in from the outside, they don't know about that. So, like Mizzou, it either works great like it does this year, or it's terrible like it was last year. And you just have different guys doing different things that have different egos that are checked different ways where it's like, yeah, but this guy's making like $2.5 million. I'm making like $500,000. It's like, that's where we're at. But also, like,
and that's got to be a big thing inside locker room, too. I mean, I know the NFL is what it is, and Major League Baseball, and everybody knows everybody's salary, but this is college we're talking about, too, with kids, you know?
When a kid walks in with a Gucci bag or something like that, and the other kid's, like, barely getting by, you're like, screw that guy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's just the way.
That's the way
it is. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the system.
Right.
And you can hate the system for college sports right now.
Yeah.
I personally don't hate the system for college sports
right
now.
But you also don't have to do what the system is. Like, Dan Hurley is a perfect example of why you don't have to. Like, UConn's not as good as they were the last 2 years because that team that he put together has moved on.
Yeah, sure.
But guess what? The team that he has now is ranked like somewhere between like 19th, 17th, and they're winning games, losing games, winning games, winning games, and a losing game. And in 2 years from now, UConn will probably be the number one team, and everybody will be like, why is UConn back to being great? Because all these guys are seniors. There are some guys that can get away with Calvin Sampson's a great recruiter for one and dones.
Uh-huh.
He's turned Houston around because what he was doing in Oklahoma, he can now legally do at Houston. And they're great.
And they're great, yeah.
And they're in the Big 12, and they're winning. So you look at the last 2 years. This is from Rock Chalk Blog. KU is 18-16 in Big 12 games.
That's not good.
That's not the KU I grew up on.
No, that's not the KU anybody grew up on.
6-14 in road games.
That's bad.
4-10 in road games decided by single-digit games. They're not winning close games.
That used to be their bread and butter.
And they're losing 2-4 in road games decided by double-digit points.
And they're also losing at home, and the student fan base isn't as involved anymore.
They're also losing to BYU,
and they're also losing to BYU. Didn't they pay $7 million for a basketball player
recently? They're also losing to West Virginia at home.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it's nuts, man.
But like, there's so much to really unearth with this. Like, I just know from being around Bill Self for the last 25 years, the way that he operates. And, you know, back in the day, we used to go and have lunch, and a lot of off-the-record conversations and just off-the-record conversations just at Salty Iguana back in the day. Like pretty good relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the conversations, you know, that you have
Don't
over
you
the years.
Did you get that Iggy
dip? Oh, hell yes, you did. Yeah. Oh, man. Back in the day, we used to, like, it was a staple, man. Like,
I just went there the other night, actually.
It was a fantastic place. Like Dan Chandler is one of my closest friends of all time who owns Salty Iguana and whatnot. And so, look, my relationship with Bill goes way far back. And when I hear him talk today, I remember things from, like, those teams in the early 2000s. And then, you know, after, you know, Rush was there, Brandon Rush and whatnot, and those teams in 10, 11, 12. And I listen to Bill Self, and a lot of the stuff that he's talking about, I don't know that that necessarily applies. He talked about like pouring into each other or something like that. Like that's 08. That's the Henry Tees meeting where they all went and had wings and aired it out and they went on and won a national championship. Mm-hmm. But they were able to do that because those guys were together for 4 years. They had that kind of relationship. They were boys, right? They all came in as freshmen. They all went through stuff as sophomores. They all went through stuff as juniors. And then you hit that senior year and things aren't moving in the right direction. And you got push and pull and struggles going on. You go sit down at Henry T's and you have a platter of wings and you get this whole thing worked out. I don't know that that works that way right now because you have so many guys that just don't have a buy-in. Like, and I hate to sound like Harry High School and whatnot, but like back in the day of college sports, and this is like a thing my generation and older, why a lot of people are turned off. And again, I'm not turned off by college sports, but I've had my conversations with people about this, is that they don't know who plays for these teams anymore. Nobody plays for the name on the front of the jersey. It's all about the name on the back of the jersey, which is fine. That's the new era of which we're in. But having your team then kind of pour into each other and try to work this out amongst themselves, I don't know that that can happen when you don't have a team that's been together over the years that can kind of, you know, needle each other, if you will, and move that thing in the right direction. So I hope Bill can figure it out of there. Otherwise, he'll just be another coach that this new era of college sports has kind of chased away and moved on from, you know?
I do like this text from the 816. Hot take. We're witnessing the descent of Bill Self. You think he's too old for this new model of college basketball?
No.
I don't think he's too old.
Everybody's doing it now.
But I think, exactly. I think now, whereas before, only a certain amount of people were able to swim in the deep end.
Right.
Now the rope has been lifted, and it's like, I don't care if you're a toddler or a grown-ass adult, you're all allowed to come over here and play.
Right.
So,
I mean, 5 years ago, BYU wasn't spending $7 million on a player.
I'll have to look that up, because I don't get that reference. But maybe I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just, I don't know who it is or why it's $7 million. That's what it was.
They gave this kid $7 million to go to BYU. That wasn't happening a few years ago. Like, you didn't have to worry about the bottom feeders. Like, those were built-in wins. They're not built-in wins anymore.
And that's what my buddy told me last night, he's a big Mizzou fan, and he was like, he goes, is Bill Self in Kansas bad, or is now everybody else able to pay players? And he goes, you can't deny that Kansas was probably good. And I mean, I'm not denying anything in Division I basketball. Like, there's a reason why Nick Saban's no longer coaching Alabama.
His name is AJ Dibanista. He commits to BYU, $7 million NIL deal.
And he's playing currently?
He's recruiting the class of 25.
So he's not even on the team yet.
Not on the team yet. Yeah, but they're already spending this kind of money.
Which makes even worse.
Even worse.
That he's not even on the team.
And chose BYU over Alabama, Kansas, and North Carolina.
Yeah, for $7 million, I'd go to Rhode Island University.
But that's where the sport has gone right now. And I think people who aren't willing to accept that are going to continue to live where Kansas, Duke, and North Carolina are always going to be the best.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
No. Look at and we could do this all day. This is why March Madness's tournament is so much better now. It's so much more entertaining because the days of being able to be like, oh, I'm gonna take Carolina, Duke, Syracuse,
right?
Kansas.
Hot take Indiana this year, man. You're like, all right, cool.
Now you're taking George Mason because they got some kid that's like a stud, but he went there because he has an NIL, or they had a big, like, remember when Baylor won in the COVID year?
Yeah.
Yep. Entire team was transfers.
Right.
Entire team. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Scott Drew recruiting. He just had a couple dudes that were like, hey, my buddy's over here. They went to Arkansas. They don't like it. They think that guy's an ass. You want him to come here? Sure. Tell him to come over here. Let's go. Bring him over here. And then all of a sudden, you've created culture. You've given guys a chance. And all of a sudden, how you doing? National championship.
Well, and I just think, you know, you have to adjust to the changing landscape in any sport, in life, in anything. Like, life moves on. You've got to adjust
and
change.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Bill Self missed the jump to go to the NBA?
No.
You think he could still go today if he wanted to?
I don't think he wants to, but I think he could. Yeah, absolutely.
Because there were two teams that were really. Yeah. I don't think he goes. I don't think he.
No, I don't think he's going to the
NBA.
No,
I don't think he's wanted anymore. Oh, I think he missed that ship because he was wanted by San Antonio to replace Pop, and then Pop's like, I'll just stay here till I die.
Yeah, but San Antonio is always an option because his best friend's the GM.
And then Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's.
They went with Billy Donovan.
Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
That was when his name was popular.
Yeah, but his name is always going to be popular. He's still one of the great basketball coaches of all time. I mean, and you know, this does not define Bill Self's career at all, you know, at the University of Kansas or anything like that. And, you know, they've got some work to do. It's his worst team ever. And at 17-9, if that's your worst team ever, I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. And that's, you know, I'll say it to KU fans, just like the Chiefs fans. I mean, if you took this run with Bill Self for granted for all these years and didn't enjoy what was going on and bitched about the refs all the time, well, then you've missed the boat, because here we are. You're back to reality now. This is what sports is all about. Chiefs fans, we've been spoiled over the last 5 years. KU fans have been spoiled over the last 25 years. Quite honestly, I'll say this. This is the worst year of sports for Kansas University than I can remember. The football team had expectations and fell flat on their face, and the basketball team is a middling team that's not going to be in the top 25. Like, you know, a lot of people over there at the University of Kansas walking around like they'd arrived, and I'm taking Bill Self out of this equation. He is not part of anything that I'm about to say. A lot of people over there at the University of Kansas acted like they had already arrived before they already arrived. And this is what happens when you try to put the cart in front of the horse and see what's going to happen. You kind of fall backwards to the pack. There's a lot of humble pie being gobbled up over there in Lawrence by people in that athletic department this morning, I'm sure. And they've got to figure out a way to kind of get this thing back on track, not just from football, but now the basketball team's got to figure some things out. Can you imagine a March where Kansas doesn't go to the tournament?
So I'm glad that you said that, because they're 17-9 right now, right? They have 5 games left. They could, I don't think that, I mean, Calipari missed the tournament a couple times.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, well, they have to have Kansas in the Big Ten. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Oklahoma State, Colorado, they should win both of those games. That would get them to 19-9.
Okay.
Right? Then they play Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I know college basketball's not your bag.
They're good.
Number 9 in the nation.
Yeah, they're good.
Number 9 in the nation. Then they play at Houston.
Right.
They ain't winning that game.
Well, this is always one of those things where back in the day you would script it, because KU has followed a script as much as anybody over the years. Now, this one they've diverged a little bit from. But if you're 10 years ago and this schedule is coming up, I said, I guarantee you they're going to win to Texas Tech, and guarantee you they're going to win at Houston, because that's just what they did back in those days at the time. Now, I don't know that you can say that.
So they play Oklahoma State, Colorado. They'll play at Colorado. That game is next Monday at 10 o'clock at night. Neither one of us will be watching that.
Good.
Uh-huh. Colorado time. And then you play your last 3 games, which are the first, like, the first week of March, Texas Tech, Houston, and Arizona.
Yeah, that's a hell of a stretch.
All 3 ranked teams, 2 of those games at home, Texas Tech, Arizona. And I get it. You know, Kansas has those quad one wins.
They beat Duke and North Carolina, Michigan State. Like,
in November.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's why when we talk about college basketball, like, the season don't start till March.
No, it doesn't.
Or mid-February. Man. And then they got to play in the Big 12 tournament.
But now when you start to seed and think about who gets in, they will go back to November and say, well, they did beat these teams. They have those wins. Like, you don't take it. You forget, but you don't take it away.
And their RPI is going to be out of the roof because
everybody that they play. But you got to win games.
But think about this. In your lifetime, KU might play Wednesday at T-Mobile in the Big 12 tournament. And they could possibly, if they were to get bounced that tournament early and only win 2 games of their last 5, they could miss the tournament.
They could. They absolutely could miss the tournament. Yeah. Well, insane. Absolutely. And in my lifetime, and I went to KU in 95, never had this conversation. Yeah. And we're talking 30 years where I personally have never had a conversation of what March would be like without Kansas in the NCAA tournament. And there is that possibility this year. There's no question about it. There is that possibility this year. But that's that's the changing landscape of college sports. I love that the players are getting paid. How are these coaches going to adapt? Many of the legendary coaches just said, screw this, I'm out, and walked away. Will Bill be the next one to do that?
Oh, the times, they are a-changing. Jay Binkley, he'll join us on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
My mic dead? We're good now? All right. My mic was off when I'm on the air, but it's on when I'm off the air.
That's right, yes.
So that's great. Good thing I didn't cuss or, you know, anything like that.
That
hot
we
mic,
know
mics
of,
are on.
Oh, hot mic.
It's So there goes my blood pressure through the roof. Jay Binkley will join us now. Mr. Binkley, how are you, sir?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Well, it's a great day. Mock Draft 1.0 is out from Jay Binkley and Chris Unocero with the 31st pick, which sucks. Who do you have the Chiefs taking this year, Jay?
Well, Bob, which direction do you think I'm going?
I think you're going offensive tackle in Mock 1.0.
You know what? That's good in theory, but I'm not enamored with the tackles. I think when you're drafting 31, your possibility of getting a starter at left tackle the first year is pretty slim. So I'm going defense, actually, because there's several positions I think I need. I know that I want this team to build up offense. But in the first round, if they stayed at 31, I don't think that's it. I went Saban Rebel from the
Darren's
cornerback.
Kid? Yeah, is that Darren's son?
Never heard of him.
No, it's not. Big corner. He's over, I think he came in like 6'1 at the Shrine Bowl. He didn't play, but he participated in the interviews because he had an ACL last year. But one of the most physical corners out there, he's over 6 foot. He was listed at 6'3, but plays against the run. You put him on the edge. Could do a lot of things. A lot of things the toughness Snead had, this kid's got. And to be honest with you, it was one of those situations where you go defensive line because they definitely need defensive line. And I felt they need to get corner. But picking at 31, the elite receivers are already gone off the board at that point because we did all 32 teams. And when you look at it, it's like, man, that's a real reach if you went wide receiver round one. Round two, you can. And I do think they should focus on the offense in this draft. But as far as a quality player at 31, I had him going current. Well, Chris and I did. Chris had the pick this year, but it's a good pick, but Saban Rebel.
So Stephon Urkel with the 31st overall pick. Stephon Urkel.
It looks like it's Siobhan, but it's actually pronounced Saban.
Okay. All right. So defensive back. I'm glad you're not going tackle, Jay, because in my dream world, where I reside by myself, obviously, I want a Willie Rofe style trade for the Chiefs this offseason to fix that left tackle spot. Is that something that could potentially be in the cards out there? And who do you think that could be?
It's got to be. And I know that people weren't enamored with Orlando Brown, but the Chiefs didn't have any choices. I mean, they were drafting at the end of the draft that year. All the quote tackles people wanted them to get were going to be moved to guard eventually in the NFL or right tackle. But yeah, you got to swing something. Even if you go free agency and you go like a Cam Robinson or Ronnie Stanley, something like that. But yeah, they tried for Trent Williams a few years ago and didn't work out. I think that those negotiations went to like 2 a.m. They finally settled on Orlando Brown, which is really weird because it was a rival in the Baltimore Ravens who sent pick 58 as well that turned into Nick Bolton. So it ended up being nice for the Chiefs. And hey, they got a left tackle out of that deal. But in my opinion, left tackle's got to be something that they can't say, all right, we'll just groom them. No, you can't do that to Mahomes. You can't do that. You have one chance in their lifetime to have a quarterback with the ilk of Patrick Mahomes. You can't just sit there and say, well, we'll put a guy in there to be left tackle and we'll groom him. No, you can't do that. It's go time for this team. That left tackle needs to be somebody that's competent.
Binkley, I don't know if I've become more like you, but I look at where they pick in the draft and I look at what their needs are. And I've been doing this for years, trying to get what's right with Brett Veach's brain. Seems like that third round pick, first, or you said it was a second overall pick in the third round because of the way the record ended?
Second, because the top teams rotate because they all tied with the same record. But it's pick 66, which I mean, it's the top of the draft in the third round.
12 to 15 running backs are going to go in this draft, which is going to be insane. That's where they're going to go draft a running back, correct?
I agree. I think they're going to go early. They were able to get away with one in the seventh round, like Isaiah Pacheco, because the quality running backs weren't good. But this is a year that you can get a quality running back. And I'm not buying the whole theory that running backs are back and the NFL's got to do that. I mean, that's great and worked out with a Barkley or Derrick Henry and things like that. But, I mean, I don't think, quote, the running back is back. But I will say this is the strongest running back draft class we've seen in a long, long time.
When you look at this team moving forward, Mahomes has a new haircut. K Kelsey's coming back, I guess, now we think. Outside of tackle and maybe corner, I mean, defensive tackle, they have one active defensive tackle on their roster. Is more important defensive tackle or wide receiver for this team?
Wow. Well, I mean, obviously they need help on the defensive line, but I'm not sold on the fact they don't need good wide receiver help as well. And if that's, you know, going out and swinging a small deal for a Cooper Kupp, something like that with the Rams, something. But again, everybody's like, well, Xavier Worthy's coming back and Rashee Rice could be back. Well, that's great in theory, but Rashee Rice is going to miss some games next year. Last year, they went in thinking they were going to have one of their best wide receiving groups forever. Well, Hollywood Brown, first play, is hurt in preseason, and he's essentially gone for the year, except for the very end of it. Rashee Rice here, top two receivers were gone all year. They can't have that happen this year. I mean, if that happened to their wide receivers this year, you can't have that happen. So, yes, you got to bulk up wide receivers to have more weapons. But, I'm to the point, you have Mahomes, you have him one time in your lifetime, you'll never have a quarterback this successful in the history of this franchise going forward. Just won't happen.
Until they draft
New England's never going to have a better quarterback than Brady. So, yeah, you bulk up at wide receivers, but they need to work on their skill positions. And last year, I thought they had, you know, good plans for this team and this offense. They were going downfield. Heck, all the video clips we saw from St. Joe where all the Chiefs, you know, throwing bombs to Xavier Worthy or Hollywood Brown, that's all we saw. And we thought, okay, this is going to be a wide-open offense. And it was anything but. So, yes, bulk up the wide receiver position.
All right, Jay, before we go, what is your Thursday night going to be like with the United States taking on Canada for all the marbles?
You going to boo the Canadian hockey, national man. Anthem?
It's hockey. You know, the NBA could take a lesson from the NHL. This is in lieu of them doing the All-Star game. Every big star is playing hockey. It is so intense. You've got three fights within the first bit of the game, USA versus Canada. The Tkachuk brothers went crazy. Both of them got in a fight. Both of them had two goals in the first game. But yeah, USA versus Canada is going to be so intense. But I'm glad the NHL decided to use its pros going forward. They're doing the Olympics in 26 and 30 and the World Cup in 28. It makes sense. But this has got everybody's attention. Like, the NHL did things right. I do feel there's other leagues that could look at what the NHL did. They got intensity. I mean, this is essentially their All-Star game, even though it's the Four Nations face-off. But they're doing it right. And they, you know, everybody wants competition from their guys. Well, they're getting true competition with this. People want to play for their country, and I think it's freaking awesome.
It's fantastic. But the difference is hockey players are into that kind of stuff. NBA players aren't raised playing the game, fighting for their country like hockey players are.
Oh, yeah. It's intense. I mean, if nobody's watching, I strongly suggest checking it out because Thursday night is going to be the one of the most passionate sports events you've ever seen. I mean, USA versus Canada is becoming freaking unstoppable to watch.
Well, Big, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Stay warm, stay safe, and continue that mock draft coverage, man. We're all on it on the character concerns.
All right, fellas, take care.
Thank you. Jay Binkley there. On the other side, the new sensation in the Kansas City Royals organization. No, it's not Bobby Witt Jr. You already know who that is. The 6'5", 250-pound, number one first base prospect of Major League Baseball, Jack Caglione hype is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beginning, and it starts here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.